Luke nearly banged his head on the door frame as he moved the last of his meager possessions into the trailer. He remembered to duck just in time, cursing his height. This last item, his mother's painting, was the most cumbersome thing he had brought from New York. He leaned it against the wall and looked around. It was a relief that the trailer was already modestly furnished. No need to squander his limited cash making himself at home. He emptied the duffel bag onto the twin mattress, boots, jeans, and t-shirts. Sleeping bag. No computer, no cell phone, no expensive technology needed to maintain the simple life. The milk crate contained his small tent and other camping gear. The cooking utensils he had procured at the local Goodwill were housed in the kitchen at the Moonflower Motel, southeastern Utah's premier youth hostel, a mere 10 yards away. Even at 6 p.m., it was hotter in the trailer than it was outside. It was the beginning of August, and 2 minutes in the dry desert heat made him slick with sweat. He appreciated that the Moonflower had a swamp cooler, an energy-efficient device that used a pan of water and a fan instead of the environmentally egregious Freon used in the air conditioners of the Northeast. The swamp cooler only reduced the heat by 20 degrees, but that was better than nothing. Luke shoved his stuff to one side and sat down on the bed, taking in the compactness of the room. It would be nice not to live out of his duffel bag, the way he had for the past 8 months. During that time, he had become part of the fabric of the youth hostel through hard work and loyalty to the owners, Jim and Claire. Now he had a salary and a place of his own, rent-free. He must have looked odd coming in 2 days after Christmas, alone. He had been flying on adrenaline, 16, technically a runaway. He had rented a bunk in one of the dorm rooms for a night, a week, and then started doing cleaning and grunt work for Jim in exchange for the bed, the constant change of roommates reminding him of his transience. His 17th birthday had passed in March without incident or acknowledgement. He couldn't believe how easy it was. People believed whatever he wanted them to. He could be as vague as he liked about where he was from and how old he was. Nobody seemed to mind vagueness in the Southwest. You could never be vague in New York City. Too many people asked questions. You always had to be something. In New York, he wanted to be a painter. But he hadn't picked up a brush in over a year. In Moab, he was just Luke. "Knock, knock," he heard a voice call out and the heavy tread of footsteps crunching the gravel. He smiled. There was Jim, towering in the doorway. "Everything to your satisfaction? Wow, I can't even fit in here." Luke watched Jim unwedge himself and step outside where Luke joined him. "I'm glad that Claire suggested you move out of the dorm room so you could have more privacy," Jim said.
"It's just what I need," Luke said. "I'll finish unpacking and get to work. Don't worry."
Jim wiggled his eyebrows.
"Me? Worry? I left my worries behind in Ohio."
"I wonder what it's like to be able to do that."
"Life is too serious to be taken seriously," Jim said gravely, and then winked. "But it might be a good idea to change your shirt."
Jim chuckled as he crossed over to the hostel building that he had painted a light blue. It looked almost garish in the sunlight compared with the rustic wood stain that was left on the picnic tables in front and the surrounding cabins. Luke glanced down at his shirt, now drenched in sweat. He pulled it off as he stepped back up into the trailer. He leaned against the wall and studied the painting. It was 2 feet by 4 feet and had hung in the living room of his family's apartment for over 10 years. His mother, Georgia, had painted it from a photograph she had taken of him when he was 5, standing on a rock in the fiery furnace area of nearby Arches National Park. The portrait was ablaze with oranges, reds, and yellows streaming out of Luke's dark brown hair, and his face was upturned and smiling at the light. Georgia's love for him was in those brushstrokes, and he needed to have that reminder that once upon a time someone had believed in him. He blinked his eyes and appraised his new home again. The bed was in the corner with drawers underneath for his clothes, and there were a couple of chairs and a table for eating, drawing, reading. There was no running water in the trailer, no sink, toilet, or shower. A separate building with showers was available for those who weren't staying in the main hostel, but in trailers, cabins, or tents. Luke felt something like excitement for the first time in almost a year, and he welcomed it.